Blog Talk Radio
presents Applause Radio Show. Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. Hope everybody's doing well. What is it, Wednesday? I don't even know. Monday was a holiday and throws me all off. I don't know about you guys. But anyway, we had a great show the other night with Reverend Sujay, and very inspirational. And I can't wait to get the copy of her book and go check it out. She's got two new books out. And what an amazing human being, my goodness. Again, so inspirational. But tonight, we're going to have a little excitement. We're going to have some fun. We've got singer-songwriter Francesca Begay with us, and we are going to have a great time tonight. She's from New York and around the block for quite some time, and she's got a new album coming out, and or it may be out. I'm not sure. We'll touch on that and find out. So without further ado, Francesca Begay, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thanks so much, Joanne. Happy to be here. Yes.
Me too.
Yeah. I've been looking forward to it. So
excellent.
You're a songwriter
excellent.
Too.
Yeah. I haven't written. I mean, I write every day, of course. I haven't done anything with anything. So, you know, it's, I don't know. I never have time, but.
Yeah. It takes a lot of free time. You have to be able to ruminate.
Yeah. Well, like I was saying to someone today, it's like I have the show. I have a full-time job during the day between the family and, you know, trying to do everything. It's just it's a lot. But I am trying to get back into doing some songs again. And, you know, I have tons and I literally just found a dusty old box full of cassettes from like the 80s and 90s of songs that I put down but never recorded. You know, I put down the lyric melody. And but I've got a couple albums I could do based on the stuff I found. So I'm considering it. I could ever find the time, I will consider it. But I'll definitely sound a lot different than what I used to. But, hey, who knows? Maybe people like the new sound. I don't know.
You never know.
Yeah, but you, on the other hand, we're not talking about me. This is all about you. This is the Francesca show. So let's talk about you. So now the album, is it out yet or it's on its way out?
No, it's not out. It's not out yet. In fact, the first single will be released a week from this Friday, so March 4th.
Nice.
And the first single.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is what?
The song is Trust in Me. It's Trust in Me.
I was going to ask if that was the first single. Yeah. And Trust in Me.
That was the first single.
Yeah. And Trust in Me, if people don't know, is actually you wrote that for The Bodyguard, the movie The Bodyguard, and it was performed by Joe Cocker.
Yeah. It actually was recorded by Joe Cocker on his Unchain My Heart album. So even before The Bodyguard, and he actually recorded it with Renee Geyer.
Mm.
She did the duet on his Unchain My Heart album. She's an Australian singer. Just unbelievable, fabulous singer. Soulful, deep, amazing voice. So, you know, that song actually went on that album before The Bodyguard was even a thought for anybody. And what happened was, this is the story that I've heard.
Yeah, how'd they hear
it? Well, It was that Kevin Costner is a huge Joe Cocker fan. And he went looking for a song to put in the movie because he loved Joe Cocker. And the song just happened to be called Trust in Me. And the title and the subject matter just made sense. So that's how it just sort of ended up on the album. And they didn't re-record it, but they just put Sass Jordan on it. I don't remember exactly why that happened. I think she was signed to the record label. And so that was just one of those things.
Yeah,
and,
well, I remember his version. It was very good.
Yeah. Oh, he did an awesome version. And, you know, it was just kind of, I actually that before I even had a deal, it was having that song on Joe Cocker's album that got me a publishing deal, which then led to a record deal. So it's my
nice.
Lucky song.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wrote it with Mark Swirsky, a wonderful songwriter and producer, and Charlie Midnight, who actually produced my album, and he kind of got me started. He heard the song and he loved it, and he was producing Joe Cocker's Unchained My Heart album. And so he came in and he polished it up and added a whole bunch of fabulous stuff, and it got cut. It went on the album. So,
cool.
And then because I had that cut, that got me a publishing deal with SBK Songs, which became EMI.
Yeah.
And then that led to my record deal. So it just got my career started. And then,
right. And,
you know,
yeah, that blew you up to tour with Michael Bolton. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, and then I toured with Michael Bolton, and, you know, it was a major label deal and lots of support from the label, from Charles Koppelman, who was the head of the label. He was just really behind the album, and they really, you know, I had a fabulous ride. It was
good
really,
for you.
Really awesome. Yeah.
Good for you. Well,
and
you
then
that
song, Trust in Me, you know, and then it went on The Bodyguard, and nobody really knew. You know, it just kind of happened, and then The Bodyguard came out, the movie, and then the soundtrack album came out after that, and who knew? It just blew up. And
right. Well, yeah, you went on.
Yeah.
you were on. The Tonight Show, and was that with Jay Leno? Yeah, it had to be with Jay Leno, not Johnny Carson.
Yeah, it was Jay Leno. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like
and,
right in the transition period. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Around in the 90s. Yeah. Now, and Rolling Stone and The New Yorker and People Magazine. I mean, you were written up with rave reviews at the time. And VH1, when VH1 actually played music, you were the artist of the month.
Yeah. Yeah, it was
nice.
It was pretty. It was it was an awesome ride. It really was.
That's what I was going to say. It was a great ride.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, lucky. Yeah, all of those experiences were really just amazing. And, yeah, even at the time I was aware of, like, wow, this is, I actually had been, you know, working away, hustling away for many years before that happened in New York City, you know, just writing and different bands and playing the clubs and all of that, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the road. That's the road. And it's not luck. It's not luck, Francesca. It's talent. That's why you made it there where you were. That's why you had that wonderful ride.
Yeah. You know, it's like you just have to work hard so that you're ready when something happens. Mm. But that was, I feel like that was a gift.
Absolutely.
A gift from
the
universe, you know?
Right. And then you took a break from touring, but you continued to write. So what made you want to get back out there and get back on stage? And the album itself, I believe, is from live performances. Is it from varied performances or one particular show?
It's from three different performances. What happened was my son got into all his colleges.
Mm-hmm. Congrats.
I kind of took a break because I'd been, you know, working away in the business, and I was a little burnt out, and I was like, you know what? I got married and I had my baby, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do this. And I never, I sing and play every day. And that's how I started. And that's really enough for me in a way. You know, that's it's like my spiritual practice. And and then when my son got into all his colleges, this energy just, I was like, oh my God, I'm kind of done. Not really, but kind of. That's, you know, it's like, oh, this is, things are going to shift now. And this energy just came over me. And I said, you know what? The idea was just, I'm going to put a band together. I'm going to make some music and I'm going to put it out there. That's it.
Right.
And no, here I am. I just sort of followed where it wanted to go. I just started out by, I decided that I put this fabulous band together that just inspired me so much. They're wonderful, wonderful musicians, all of them, you know, top, top guys. It started with Tony Garnier, who's the bass player. He's Bob Dylan's bass player.
Right.
And I knew him in the 80s. We'd known each other since way, way back in the day when I was just starting out in New York City, and we would see each other over the years. And then he moved around the corner from me here in Garrison, where I live.
Really?
And
how funny is that?
Yeah. Yeah. So that, I was like, okay, I've got to do something with Tony. So
yeah, well, he's right around the corner.
Exactly. I was like, I got to do something with Tony. And I already had, things were starting to percolate again of like, you know what, I'm going to do something. Yeah. And then I found Jerry Murata. I don't know if you know who he is. He's a fabulous drummer. He's played with everybody. He toured with Peter Gabriel and,
I think he was with Paul McCartney,
you know,
too, right?
Yeah, Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
And he's just amazing. And just, you know, and then Mark Shulman, who's a beautiful guitar player, and Dan Weiss, who was Jerry's friend, who happened to live right around the corner from me. And
oh, I got to move to Garrison.
It just kind of happened. And so
you gotta tell me what block that is. I gotta move in that area so I can just go to somebody's house and knock down some, put down some tracks.
Well,
I would
Well,
you know, it's hard to find musicians. You know, it's hard to find great musicians that believe in your project and want to do what you want to do. And you know, it's hard. It's hard.
It was something magical happened. You know,
yeah.
It just was magic, and I
beautiful.
Just loved it so much. And I, you know, my concept was, you know what, I'm just going to film and record every show and just start putting out some content.
And you did.
As I was working, I started putting out these videos, and as I worked on them, I was like, this sounds like an album, because these are the guys that you hire to do an album. You know, you rehearse for one day, even maybe even you don't rehearse. And these are the guys that just, blam, they do it. And that's what it started sounding like to me. And I was like, okay, I'm going to make an album out of this. And
there
here
you
we
go.
Are.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Now, the songs that are on the album, are they all originals? What type of music? Is it jazz? Is it AC?
It's soulful pop music. So
nice.
I've had, you know, Joe Cocker obviously covered one of my tunes. Irma Thomas, do you know Irma Thomas? She recorded one of my tunes too. It's soulful pop is what I call it. Yeah.
No, I didn't know it was in New York. I didn't know if you were doing the dinner club, the supper clubs or whatever. And you know that when you do those clubs, it's usually. Jazz or the Great American Songbook or you know what I mean.
No, I always do my own original stuff, except that I do, you know, selected covers, and there's a couple on this album. One, the song Enlightenment by Van Morrison.
Oh, wow.
I cover that. I cover Patti Smith, People Have the Power.
Wow.
And a Talking Heads tune.
Really?
The Listening Wind. I don't know if you know that. It's very eclectic.
No, I don't think I know that one, no.
It's from Remain in Light, a really, you know, that had Once in a Lifetime and some of their biggest hits.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
You know, it's not strategic. I just sort of sing what I want to sing. And I don't know. Yeah.
Right. Now, back in the day, before you got that fabulous ride, and now you're Well, you took the taxi then. Now you're in an Uber on the ride because you're on another ride. But now we're taking an Uber instead of a taxi. But you were doing all the clubs in New York, and you did the bottom. I mean, did you do what club I used to love? Kenny's Castaways and the Bitter End.
I did the Bitter End. I grew up at the Bitter End. We were talking about, I mean, that's where I started.
I love those places. They were great. Yeah. I don't even know. I think Kenny's is gone for sure. I don't know about the others. I haven't been to the Village in 30 years, but, you know, but
the
they were
still there going strong. Yeah.
Yeah, because they were great for upcoming artists and so many great bands. I saw so many great bands there. And you know, you go from one club to the next and just see all these different acts. They were just great. It was a great night out, you know, just to bounce from club to club. So
I
enjoyed those.
Lone Star? Do you remember the Lone Star?
I don't think so.
Some...
Yeah, Kenny's
and they had a giant iguana. Yeah.
Oh no, I definitely don't remember
that.
That
wasn't on Bleecker Street. Yeah, that was.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was like a lot of on Bleecker because I mean I know I was on Kenny's a lot, and then right across the street I believe was the Bitter End, or the one right on the corner, whatever was on the next corner of Kenny's.
The Village Gate was one.
That's it. And Village Gate.
The Village Gate. Oh yeah, the Village Gate.
Some great clubs.
I grew up in Manhattan, so I was down there, you know. All the time.
Right. Yeah. Well, if I lived in the city, I would have been there every day, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, I would go on the weekends, I mean, on occasion. But so you must have loved that. I loved going. So I did a couple of China Club one time, very long time ago.
Right, right.
I don't even remember. That was another great
China
place.
Club?
The one that I did, not the one in the 40s, the one, oh, God. I don't remember what street
it
was
on. In like Soho?
Yeah. It wasn't the one that they have now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't
remember. I don't really do that now.
Right. Did you do CBGBs by any chance?
I did. CBGBs. I did them all. You know, at the Ritz.
Wow. Nice. Oh,
what
you must
about
had a Trent? Ball. You must had a ball.
I did. Yeah, it was great. Back in the day. Gildersleeves.
Oh, God.
Remember that one?
Wow, yeah. I totally forgot about that one, too.
That just popped into my head because that made me think of Tony because Tony Garnier lived in the Way East Village there. So,
yeah.
Which I think is where that was. It was really, really downtown. Near CBGB's, I think.
Right. Yeah, I haven't been in that area. Have you been there in a while, or when's the last time you were out that way? I'm curious.
You know, I've probably driven by it, but certainly, you
I'm
know.
I'm curious to know what the vibe is there now.
Well, you know, New York changed so much.
Well, yeah, I mean pre-COVID, you know, right before COVID, what the vibe was.
But I mean, like back from then, from the 80s. You know, when it
definitely.
Was really hardcore, and then it became really upscale, you know?
Mm. Yep.
So, everything got cleaned up, and, you know, so, but so many of the clubs are gone now.
Yeah, sad. And especially with COVID, like you said, New York is very different now. You know, it's amazing. It's like a ghost town.
Yeah.
It's sad.
I had a gig scheduled at the Cutting Room, and we had to cancel it, and that was the beginning of COVID.
Oh, no.
So
yeah, because you did. I was going to say, you did this album before COVID, right? I believe so.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Performances, pardon me, not the album.
Yeah.
What is the name of the album?
It's just Francesca Begay Live.
There you go.
Perfect. Yeah. So, you know, people, I've never done anything live and put out anything live, and that's what it is. So that's what I called it.
Well, and that's exactly what it is, right? So call it what it is, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So now the album, are they new songs that you've written or songs from the past or a mix?
They're they're pretty much from the past. They're from my last albums. It's sort of my live show. And it was, you know, just me getting up and running again.
Yeah.
And so it's mostly from my Dream World album. But then, but then I decided, we started experimenting with some songs from my first album. And, you know, performed them. I mean, not all the songs from all of the performances made it on the album. I just chose the best performances. And, you know, and I worked on it during COVID, and it just took forever because everybody was all over the place.
Nice.
And it was good because it kept me busy.
Yeah.
So I was, you know, making the album, meaning doing post-production and, you know, all of the stuff that you have to do to make it work. And then I also was making the videos that went along with each song.
Nice.
So,
well, I'm still,
you know,
I'm still waiting.
Footage. Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I cut you off. I apologize.
No, that's okay. You're waiting.
I said I'm still waiting for all these great acts that we love to put out this fantastic music that, you know, 2 years of not touring, working it and writing music. Where are these great albums? I'm waiting for them.
Yeah, I think they're coming. I think they're starting to come out now.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
There's a lot of music coming out.
Yeah, because that's what I said during COVID. It was definitely a great time for creative people.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I have to say, it was challenging, too.
Yeah.
You know, you certainly had something to write about. I must say I didn't do a lot of writing. I was down the rabbit hole with this project, and it took a long time. It was 14 songs and 12 videos, but it was good. It kept me busy, you know.
Right.
It kept me occupied.
Now, right. Now your son went to college, and you weren't performing live, so you were still writing. So what were you writing, and what did you do with that, the songs that you've written in between?
Well, since I made this album from these past performances, so that's that. But as soon as this album is out and I've promoted it and it's done its thing, I've got tons of music ready to come out. So I'm just going to start putting out new music, probably singles. I'm not even sure. First, I have to, you know, finish them up.
Yeah.
I've spent my time just sort of putting this together and putting the promotion together. And I'm right still in the middle of it. But once everything's, you know, cooking and out there and working away, then I'm going to start putting out some new music.
Excellent.
The whole idea
can't
is
wait.
This to just kind of set the stage again and just sort of raise my profile a little bit and sort of find out where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
And then sort of start putting out music from. That's the whole concept.
Right. Now the song we're going to hear tonight is Trust in Me. And is it obviously it's not Joe Cocker's version, but is this the way you sang it?
This,
but
yep.
This is the way
this
you sang it
dad.
when you put it out, when you originally put it out.
No, it's actually, I think it's different. It's much different. It's me singing it, you know, a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
With this fabulous live band. And the thing about this album that I love is it's just a moment on stage. Mm. And so there's this live energy that, you know, I've never really worked with before. I always worked with, you know, in the studio, and you polish it and you focus and you make it, you know, you sort of really focus and polish it. Whereas with this live album, it's like it's what happened on stage.
One shot deal.
And there's live energy that's beautiful, I find.
Right. No overdubbing.
No overdubbing. It's just me and these beautiful musicians vibing together.
Right. Excellent. Well, with that, why don't we listen to it? I can't wait for everybody to hear it. And everybody, Francesca Bugay is back. And this is Trust in Me. And here we go. We're going to take in the Uber. Here we go. Trust in Me.
let it go. I loved you better than anyone else. Doesn't it show? You've been standing at the window day and night, just looking at the rain, when a simple conversation might help a situation. See, let me explain.
That was a studio cut.
I know. That
sounds great.
I'm like, this sounds like an album.
Yeah, I mean, even the background vocals. I mean, they were perfection.
Yeah. Well, the girls, you know, Diane Garisto. You know, I've worked with her before. She toured with everybody. You know, she toured with Steely Dan.
Wow.
She's on the Graceland album, and she toured with Laura Nyro. Do you know Laura Nyro?
Yeah. Doesn't sound familiar off the top of my head.
Yeah. Well, and then Emily Bendiger, she toured.
Yeah, her I know.
With Len. Do you know her? Yeah.
Yes.
She's the top singer, you know, so
yeah.
I just like, oh my God, that's what I'm saying. These girls, they... So awesome to have them on stage with me. I mean,
well, that's
just...
I can't get it out of my head. Trust in me. I can't get it out of my head. It's so catchy. I love it. I love it. And you know what? I remember Joe Cocker's version, and it's yours. I love yours. I love it. Almost gave me a little.
Yes,
it almost gave me a little Bonnie Raitt feel a little bit.
Yeah. Bonnie Raitt was a huge influence. Huge, huge influence. Back when I was just starting to sing it. 14, you know, Love Has No Pride, I think, was the first song I learned. And then I was Bonnie Raitt for a few years. You know what I mean? When you're that age and you just do that.
Yes. When
and
you find
I
the
always
one.
Said, yeah, it's like you just like she speaks for you.
Right.
And
when
then
you find the one that turns you on to music.
Yeah. And I always say she taught me how to sing, but also why. Like, and it became this thing, like you always felt that she meant every word.
Right. Very cool.
And, you know, it's like she lived the songs.
Yeah. Well,
and
I'm telling you, this song, I can't get, I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, Francesca, but this song, just, I swear to God, it sounds like it came from the studio. It doesn't sound live. If there was no clapping, you would think that was from a studio cut. I mean, it was perfect. Everything, the music, crisp, tight, everything. And the vocals, your vocals, the background vocals, my goodness, great. Just great. I loved it. I didn't mean to cut you off. I had to get that out of my system.
Okay. Well, it's also the guy who mixed it, Ben Wish, who, you know, he was Mark Cohen's partner, you know, who did Walking in Memphis.
Walking in, yep.
Yeah, and Mark Cohen's awesome. And so I knew Ben Wish actually produced my Dreamworld album. I just love him. And he's just a wonderful, wonderful mixer. And so he just brings out magic. And there was just something magic about this project. There just was. It was the group of people that it just was, it was just inspiring.
That's great. So, well, I would love to hear more. I'd love to hear more.
Awesome. Well, it's coming.
I can't wait.
We're just kind of.
Yeah, well, speaking of that, where can people get this? Tell them where they could get your stuff.
Well, it will be releasing the single. It's next Friday, so it's a ways to go.
Yeah.
The single will drop then. I think we're going to do another single after that, and then the album will be released probably in May.
Mm.
I mean, part of me just wants to put it out right now.
Right, of course.
So that's the schedule at this point.
Nice.
Yeah.
Have you had anything up on YouTube? Any of the performances you did?
Oh yeah. In fact, there are several videos of some of the performances on this album that I've been putting out for the past couple of years because I wasn't sure. I didn't know I was going to make this into an album. I was making videos and just putting out content and just sort of populating my presence out there, one video at a time. And then it was after putting out several videos, I was like, you know what, this sounds like an album. I'm going to make an album. Well, down
Definitely.
The rabbit hole I went.
So but what, it kept me busy. You said you have a son, only one child or more than one?
Just one.
And what does he think of your music career?
Well, you know, he likes it, but you know how kids, they want their mom to be their mom.
Right.
You know? So he loves music and he's proud of me.
Very nice. Is he a musician by any chance? Or no, he didn't choose music as his life.
He didn't choose music, but he does play and sing.
Nice.
Right now, He's actually in college up in Vermont and working at the Killington Resort Management Program. He's about to graduate. So they work at Killington and they get a business degree through Castleton. It's like a hands-on business degree. It's awesome. So
great.
That's his thing. He loves it. He's so happy. Just talked to
Very
him today.
Nice.
He's just found his bliss up there. So.
Good for him.
So that's
are you related to the actor John Begay or
Jason.
Is his name
Jason?
Jason. I know the name sounded familiar in the acting world to me.
Yes, Jason, Uncle Famous.
Oh, he's your brother.
My brother. Yeah.
Ah.
My brother. He told the nephew he's hilarious. He's so funny. And
Chicago PD? Which show?
Chicago PD. Yep.
That's right. Okay. Yeah. I thought the name was familiar. And I know I've seen him before in other things other than that, too.
Yeah. He's been in many, 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 many things.
We got to get him some music to put in his stuff. We got to get him to put.
His show doesn't, my music isn't quite right for his show. They have, it's
instrumental.
Got the right, you know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
It's sort of like atmospheric and sort of sound.
Background music.
That kind of,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like
very
little
cool.
Hits.
Very cool.
But, yeah.
Well, I'm excited for you because you're excited, and Trust in Me sounds great. I can only imagine what the rest of it sounds like. I can't wait to hear the rest of it. I can't.
Good.
Do you have a website, Francesca, or where can people find more about you?
Yeah, just Francesca Begay, you know, Beghe. I'm so impressed that you pronounced it correctly. That's very rare.
Well, I did a little research on it because I wanted to make sure I said it right. Believe me, I've butchered many a name, so.
I mean, it's very rare, so that's, I'm very impressed.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Shanna. Would I call you Shayna? Shayna, when we first started talking, so I did not get it right.
It wasn't on air, though. You got the last name right. So,
well, of course.
But, yes,
no,
I have a website, and, I'm on YouTube. I have a YouTube channel, and I'm on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. But my,
nice.
Yeah, YouTube and Facebook and my website, yeah. So.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, Francesca, I cannot thank you enough for hanging out with me tonight. It was a pleasure to meet you and speak with you, and I really loved your version of Trust in Me, which was your version. I mean, not anybody else's. This was you from your heart, the original.
Yeah.
So, you know, I hate to say your version because it was yours, you know.
Yeah.
It's originally yours. Right.
Yes.
It's your song.
Yes.
Not Joe,
yes.
Not Joe Cocker's, it's yours. But
yeah. Well, his too.
Exactly.
God knows. My gosh.
Oh,
yeah. Well, thanks
wow.
so much. Thanks so much.
Oh,
it was fun.
Is there anything else you'd like folks to know about you before you go, or contact or anything like that? I mean, we already told them you're on Instagram and Facebook and everywhere else. So.
And my website. You can just Google Francesca Begay and you will join my mailing list. Join
Great.
My mailing list.
Will
or,
do.
And, like my page on Facebook, and then you'll hear about the release of the singles and the album and then when I start playing out.
Wonderful. I will definitely reach out to you on Facebook and friend you or follow.
Awesome.
I don't know if it's a friend or follow. It depends what type of Facebook it is, right? I think. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I have both. So,
oh, okay.
You know,
good.
So let's do both. You friend me on my personal, and then you like the music page.
Wonderful. I absolutely will. I absolutely
do that.
Will.
That'd be
but
great.
Yes.
Awesome.
Well, listen, thank you again so much. I loved it. I can't wait for it to come out. Everybody, next Friday, the first single drops next Friday, and check it out and
March
go 4th. Check out Francesca.
Thank you so much, Joanne. That was awesome.
I love you. Thank you. Have a good night, and you come back anytime, Francesca.
Awesome. Thank you.
Wonderful. Everybody, Francesca Begay, thank you so much, Francesca. Take care. I'm going to listen to it again. We're going to play it on the way out.
Awesome.
All right. You take care, and
okay.
I'll reach out to you on social.
That'd be great.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Everybody,
so
Francesca Begay, thank you so much. And that is Beghe, Begay. That's how you pronounce it. And I'm trying to get, before we got on the show, Francesca and I watched this show called Big Brother. If you don't watch it, I don't know if you do or not. I'm a huge fan. I've been watching it since its inception, since it started. It's been on for like 20-something years. I don't even know how many years. My kids got into it. My one son wants to actually be a contestant on it. He's not old enough yet, but he's waiting to – he can't wait. But it's a reality show. I don't watch many of them. When they first started, of course I did, but this is the only one I stuck with. It's Big Brother, and they did a celebrity version, and I want to have a few of those folks on the show, and one of them is Shayna Mokler, and before I got on the phone with Francesca, I was reading an email that I sent for Shayna, and I said, "Hey, Shayna, how are you?" I was so embarrassed. She said, I got her name right. Well, yeah, I did, but not when I said her first name, but I did. I had Shayna on my mind. I apologize, but I love the song, folks. I'm going to play it out when we leave, and I hope you guys enjoyed speaking with Francesca tonight as well and hanging out with us. And Friday, next Friday, is it this Friday or next Friday? Oh, no, Francesca. I think it's this Friday. She said Friday. My bad. I'm sorry. I don't know what day it is today because of the holiday. I actually took Friday and Monday off, so I am so up in the air where I should be mentally. I don't know what day it is. All I know is it's the end of the month, and it sucks because I'm very busy at the end of the month. But, yes, definitely go check out Francesca Vega. Trust in me. We're going to play it on the way out. But I got a few announcements before I go. We want to say congratulations to, pardon me, to RK in Irvington, New Jersey, who won the tickets to see Chris Redd over at NJ Pack on the 27th. Have a great time, and thank you to the NJ Pack for supplying the tickets. We love you. Thank you so much. And they've got some great events coming up, too. We're going to be giving away tickets for the following events, if you guys are interested. The 90s All-Star Dance Concert in March. And on March 19th, and George Clinton is coming back. That had to be rescheduled due to COVID. That's coming back on March 18th. We're going to give away two tickets to those shows. And the 90s All-Star Dance Party, the guests are, and I love these kind of shows, folks. You get your bang for your buck. You really do, because Brenda K. Starr, George Lamond, Black Sheep, CC Peniston, and I don't even know how many more. It's just going to be a fabulous night of music, especially if you like the dance stuff, which I do. I love everything. So as long as I'm having a good time, I'm just love it. I wish I could see the full list of who is going to be there. Robin Stone. Oh, Robin S. Yeah, we said that, didn't we? Didn't I say that, right? No. Here we go. Let me see. Let me read this out. Robin S. Brenda. Pardon me. Brenda K. Starr, CeCe Peniston, Black Sheep, Ten City, George Lamond, Lizette Melendez. Oh my God. 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 Ali Us, Nardo Ranks, Marshall Jefferson, Strafe, Rochelle Fleming. And more to come. And I love these compilation shows because, like I said, you get your bang for your buck. You're going to see, you're going to see so many bands for one price of a ticket. And NJ Pack is absolutely gorgeous. It's a beautiful venue. If you've never been, it's in Newark, New Jersey, and it's gorgeous. It really is. It reminds me of an old-time opera house, but with the amenities of today. It's just gorgeous, and not a bad seat in the house. You could be sitting up in the upper area. I don't know if that would be called loge. I don't know, but if you sit in the upper area, you could still see the stage perfectly. I mean, Earth, Wind and Fire were fabulous. I was happier to see Earth, Wind and Fire on that stage than I was at the Prudential Center, because it was just so intimate. Where at the Prudential Center, which I love too, it's another beautiful venue, is just a larger place, and it's a larger stage, so they can bring every piece of equipment that they have, where at the NJ Pack, they're a little bit limited to what they can bring, but yet they bring everything they need, and you can reach out and touch them. I mean, that's how close you are, really, and it's just fabulous. So, but the other shows they have coming up prior to where do we go? We got Chris Redd on the 27th. I believe there may still be tickets. I don't know. You would have to go to their website, njpack.com. March 5th, comedian Ron White. March 18th, George Clinton. March 19th, that 90s All-Star Dance Concert. That's going to be fabulous. March 22nd, Alice Cooper. How cool is that? And I can never pronounce this last name correctly because I don't know if I'm saying it right. In March 25th and 26th, Vic DiBenedetto. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. DiBenedetto. Oh, he's a comedian. He's hysterical. Oh, my God. If you've never seen him, he is hysterical. So anyway, keep listening and call in for your chance to win tickets to see George Clinton and that 90s All-Star Dance Concert. And you know those concerts, they always add more people as they get closer to the show. So you never know who else is going to be there. I can't believe Lizette Melendez is going to be. I love Lizette Melendez. I love all of them, actually. But I've never seen Lizette Melendez. And she's got a couple of songs that I really love. I love that 80s stuff. Oh my, well, 90s. To me, it's the clubbing days for me was the 80s when we were dancing. When we could dance, when I could move, when I could shake at my thang. But, yeah, what do we got coming up, too? We just got a – we're going to pop in a show for the 28th with Randy Edelman. And let me see. I got his information here. Where is he? Randy. Oh, give me a minute. Is this it? No. I think this is it, folks. Hold on one second. We're going to be having some great guests coming up. Yeah, here we go. Where is it? Hold on. Here we go. Randy Edelman. He, okay. He's the composer of 100 film scores, including My Cousin Vinny, Last of the Mohegans, Gettysburg, Kindergarten Cop, 27 Dresses, Ghostbusters. He's written with Nelly, Patti LaBelle, and Barry Manilow. I mean, you got to know the name, Randy Edelman. I mean, really. So he's going to be joining us on the 28th. And March is filling up very rapidly. And I guess maybe on the 28th I could tell you the full calendar of March. So I'm just waiting for people to confirm their dates. So once we do that, I can announce who's coming up. But always go to the website so you can see who's going to be on. And that's, of course, www.applauseradioshow.com. And we are going to have some great stuff for you in March. As always, some great stuff. So I hope you all had a great time. Please have a great weekend. Be safe. Be careful. And we'll see you on the 28th with Randy Edelman. And what else? I know I got something going on to tell you guys, and I can't recall. Jeez. It's nothing important. if you don't remember what you were saying, it wasn't important or it was a lie. It definitely wasn't a lie, but it probably wasn't important. So, but I hope you guys enjoyed the month of February. We had some great guests. We really did. We always do. So, I mean, I just love hanging out with these folks. So, and we have such a good time. So I really enjoyed meeting Francesca tonight. I hope you guys did too. And I hope you enjoyed trusting me. And if you did, here it is again. So have a great night. Check out Francesca Bega at francescabega.com. That's BEGHE.com. And she's on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, everywhere. So anyway, yeah, go check it out. And Friday is the new singles dropping. And have a great night. Thank you, Francesca. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Turning the world in your hands, just let it go. I love you better than anyone else. Doesn't it show? You've been standing at the window day and night, just looking at the rain. When a simple conversation might help a situation, please let me explain.